Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, Slammer.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, you want juice, D'Amico?
Hey.
You just walked down onto the locker room, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Oh, it sucks.
You've been waiting.
I'll tell you what, it sucks. Everything sucks in Houston right now.
You've been waiting 14 hours to make that joke. You knew that the intro to the show was, give me some juice, baby, and you're like, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I'm actually genuinely insulted. I just thought of that just as I heard it.
I'm
just joking. So
thanks. I'm kidding with
thanks
you.
Thanks for, I've got a team of writers, Sean.
I'm just kidding.
I've got a team of writers that feed me my stuff.
I was just joking. Welcome in, everybody, on a Tuesday. We're live at Texans training camp. And I was thinking about this on the way in, Seth. Like, July's been a crazy month. I'm not just talking, like, sports, but, like, around the world. You know, like, it's been wild, especially here in Houston. You know what I mean? We had a hurricane earlier this month.
That was months ago, Sean.
We had someone shooting at one of the presidential candidates, a former president. We had that spate of death.
Allegedly.
That spate of death for about for 3 or 4 days. And yet the one thing that has managed to stay immune to all this and stay under its own umbrella has been the Houston sports scene. July has been a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We had Reed Sheppard at Summer League going like, wow, this guy might be the next big thing. Texans training camp gets started, and it's just glorious out here all the time with fans filling the stands and everybody feeling great about the team. And the Astros are back in first place. And they're still in first place as we wake up this morning. They lost last night, but they're still in first place by percentage points over the Seattle Mariners. And then the wheels fell off yesterday. And you and I are walking in here, and I'm like, okay, what do we start with? Do we start with Danico Autry's six-game suspension? Or do we start with what on the surface should be like a good news thing, like the Astros picked up a starting pitcher? You yourself have said they need a sack of meat with eyeballs and a 4-plus ERA to eat up some innings.
That was months ago, Sean. That was months ago I said that.
I think your calendar's a little off.
It was 23 hours ago that I said that. And
so where do we start?
I got it. If I'm going to be true to myself and not flip-flop all over the place, I am going to have to just be a hypocrite on this one. That was more than I anticipated for Kikuchi. I said for a 4.1 ERA.
Well, then, and real quick. For those just waking up, the Astros made a trade yesterday for Yusei Kikuchi from Toronto. And at first it was reported as Jake Bloss for Kikuchi. And that unto itself
had Astros. That would have been a hell of a trade.
Well, Astro fans, I put up a poll 5 minutes before the Loperfido and Will Wagner additions to the trade were reported. I put up a poll like, what do you think about Bloss for Kikuchi? And that trade was getting a lot of disapproval.
Yeah.
Because you're giving up a young starter for a 2-month rental of a guy who's had a horrible season so far.
A young starter with 6 years of control.
Yeah. Things that the Astros seem to value through their history. And then Loperfido and Will Wagner get mixed into the deal, and now it's got a Cully level approval rating.
Felt like I got pulled on that one. Is what happened.
Yes.
I gotta tell you what. This is where it's hard. Is that I feel like an emotional attachment to all three of those players.
Yeah.
Bloss, young phenom, just a year out of college, came up and did some. Like you could see the potential there. And you think about, okay, Bloss in this system with this coaching staff and the analytics and everything, who knows what he might become.
Yeah.
Loperfido, just 2 days ago making magnificent plays in the outfield, 3 days ago making magnificent plays in the outfield. Just he's got the good face, just looks like a good ball player.
Good face.
I've got to tell you, he's good on interviews during the game.
Yeah.
I like Loperfido, and I was excited about him. And then Will Wagner. Never go against the family, Dana Brown. Never go against the family. You let of all teams, you send them to the team that stockpiles the sons and brothers of former Astros and other Major League Baseball players.
Yeah.
That's their thing. They've got a fetish for it.
Yeah.
You could have gotten them at a discount just because they love having a lineage.
Yeah.
They want the 23andMe version of whoever they get from the former big league pitcher or second baseman or whomever else.
How you feeling about the trade?
That's all right. How am I feeling?
How you feeling about the trade?
There is a part of me that, okay, well, we haven't even gotten to the other side of it, Sean.
Which is?
Kikuchi has a 4.77 ERA.
Right, yeah. No, I mentioned he hasn't been good, but you're right. Like, the numbers are not great.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
His FIP is a 3.64, so it suggests that it's been some bad luck. on the fielding side that has led him to be a 4.7. But a FIP of 3.64 doesn't get this Astros fan all that excited. No. I don't roll out of bed for anything more than a 2.5 these days.
This is what you asked for, though.
I did.
For a bag of meat,
right?
With a 4+ ERA,
4.1 ERA.
That's 4+.
I said 4. All right, Sean, you're really agitating me this morning. I was already agitated, and now this. 4.1 ERA.
Okay.
He's got a 4.77 ERA.
There's a big difference.
Dana Brown says, hey, we get him in with our, you know, basically, you know, thumbed his nose at the Blue Jays by saying, like, yeah, but he was doing that for the Blue Jays. Those guys don't know what the hell they're doing with pitchers. We're going to get him in here, and he's going to be just as good as Josh Hader.
Yeah. Who gave up a 3-run bomb last night.
You know,
night.
Josh Hader got in here, and the Astros just transformed Josh Hader, didn't they?
That was a bad night.
Really doing incredible things with Josh Hader. It's one thing. Boy, think about how good he was before he got here, and then he gets in with that magical pitching staff and the analytics bros, most of whom are on other teams right now.
Yeah.
Everybody that brought you greatness in the front office and in the analytics department and everything, they're all working elsewhere. They're not going to do crap for Kikuchi.
Let's hear from Dana Brown. Okay, so Dana Brown met with the media last night after this trade got made. And here was Dana Brown telling us what we all know, that starters have a high price tag.
Yeah, I mean, the market right now is such. So, you know, a lot of these guys are – you know, getting, they have high price tags, you know, in order to.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get a major league starter with that type of arm. I mean, you're going to have to give up some pretty good players that hurt, you know, and it's pretty difficult to give up young talent. But at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to really stabilize our rotation so that we can get back to the postseason and potentially get deep into the postseason.
Okay, so Astro fans hate this trade.
Yeah.
Like they hate this trade. The poll I put up last night, 92% disapprove of this
92%
trade.
92% disapproval
that's
rating.
That's like Cully level disapproval.
That's even hard for presidents to achieve.
Yeah.
And they all suck.
Right.
All of them. Every single one of them. Don't even get mad at me this morning, everybody. If you don't know that they all suck, then you're not paying attention.
So
I'll go back to Lincoln.
So, yeah. Seth did not like my Mount Rushmore take that I had when we were having private conversations.
Oh, God. No, just your thought that there'd be, like, broad consensus on being able to name four presidents that would, like, have wholesale
Mount
approval.
Mount Rushmore sequel. I want a Mount Rushmore sequel.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to need about 300 years of distance.
You know my view of the world is a little too flowery.
Yeah.
So 92% don't like this trade. I guess if I'm trying to kind of spin this thing around, this trade, and go, okay, why is this a good thing? Because most people think it's a bad thing. Is that Kikuchi? You point out the luck thing with Kikuchi. He's had some misfortune with you know, batted balls in play and fielding independent ERA and all that stuff. So the stats would seem to indicate there's some sort of regression in a good way to the mean coming back for the Astros. My issue is he's been horrible like lately. Like
right.
He's 0-4 with a 7.75 ERA in his last eight starts. He's been abysmal, and it's a 2-month rental. If I'm looking at the prospects that got sent out, you know, okay, Bloss now all of a sudden is on the radar, but he wasn't a tippy-top prospect coming into the season, and he's still clearly learning his way at the major league level. Like, he's having major issues at the major league level. Joey Loperfido is a strikeout machine. That's not something that you can sustain long-term with him as an everyday player, I don't think, with him striking out nearly 40% of the time. And Will Wagner's never set foot on a Major League Baseball field. I have a hard time getting upset about Will Wagner if I wasn't getting upset over the two prospects they sent out for Verlander last year.
Right,
you know what I
right,
mean?
Yeah.
They're prospects.
I mean, now this is a guy in Kikuchi who, if the rest of your staff performs the way they can, and if Verlander comes back and if he's healthy, Kikuchi will probably be the fifth starter and might not even start in the playoffs.
Right.
Not to mention Luis Garcia.
Yep.
So there is that, which again, though, I guess
harkens
back to why'd you give up so much for that.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Yes, the Astros have done it in the past where they'll take guys who are on a rough stretch or historically different than they've been, and the Astros put them through their analytical car wash and the pitching staff gets to work with them. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Josh Hader, who's got the second or third worst ERA of his career. High-priced closer that's got a 4.0 ERA and let up three runs in the ninth inning last night. Even Chandler Rome, in trying to show both sides of it, is okay. He's had this bad stretch. His ERA went from 2.64 on May 21st to 4.75 on Monday.
Yeah.
So from May 21st through, it's been a really, really bad stretch. But then he tries to paint a picture about how there's going to be regression to the mean. So for those of you who don't know, FIP is just fielding independent pitching. So think of it like an ERA, except you take all the errors and anything else out of it, bad luck, all of that.
Yeah.
Chandler says, like, well, sure, he's had an 870 OPS against him in that stretch, but it's a 4.68 FIP during that stretch. Like, no, that's awful, too.
That's not good.
A 4.68 FIP is awful. So what mean am I waiting to regress to?
Right. Well, and the other thing is, too.
Now, did you say he doesn't have 4 years of team control?
He's got two months of team control. He's a free agent.
That's
after
less
this
than
year.
Five.
That's. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be sure
less
about this.
Less than five.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the other thing about the whole car wash theory is he's got to turn it around now. He's in the rotation now. Like, you have Spencer Arrighetti and you have Jake Bloss, and you don't have a sixth starter. He is a starting pitcher for the Astros starting whenever his next turn in the rotation is, and then he's done at the end of September for this team.
We had our damn relievers pitching a perfect game through how many innings last night?
They were really good, the first set of relievers, until they brought the highly paid
the
guys.
Fifth inning, I think.
Something like that. Taylor Scott and Ort, that Ort character who I didn't even know was on the team. They were really good last night.
His name's Kyle Orton.
So
he gave football up.
So the trade, now he's pitching for the Astros. So it was a bad night all around last night. I don't think people are really fond of that trade. And you had a real opportunity to get a win that I don't think people were expecting the Astros to get last night. That's what hurts short-term about last night.
At the very least, the only balm on my wound right this moment is that at least the Pirates are a respectable baseball team.
Yeah.
You know, in years past, for a long, long time, if you found out they dropped one to the Pirates, you'd be like, oh, a Pirate. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good pitcher, good competitive team this year.
Yeah. But if the back end of your bullpen does your job, you get a win over schemes.
You know, you had to use Josh Hader, and that's tough.
That's tough.
You know, you don't want to just go in and use him all the time.
A year or two.
He's put in a tough situation.
Yikes. All right.
He heard a rumor that he might have to be used for two innings in a row sometime in the future, and it flustered him.
Yep. All right, so we still got a ton of layers to unwrap from the trade yesterday with the Astros. Dana Brown saying there may still be more trades coming. We'll hear from the Astros general manager when we get to headlines. Texans news yesterday, we were out of practice. Today is practice number 10. This is our last show from out here for training camp, out at training camp.
So they're going to miss us out here.
They will,
they
big
really
time.
Will.
They'll miss us quite a bit. So we've got what happened yesterday at practice number 9. More importantly, what happened off the field. Suspension for Denico Autry, 6 games. We'll dig into that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.